The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Welcome to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marsha Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each weekday is to deliver you the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive, affordable, and most effective tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, a franchise, car dealership, or you have a medical practice, or you're just simply an entrepreneurial mindset and you're ready to launch a new business, we want to coach you through every play from financing, website tips, marketing, advertising, employee retention, advertising, I think I've already said that, pretty much anything that affects your business. We want to provide you with the right tools to coach you to success. Today we're going to be talking about dealing with state regulations. If you have any comments or questions, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Again, that email is info@videobroadcastservices.com. A little bit about what Kyle and I do. We do own an exclusive marketing company. Our tool for success to drive qualified traffic over to our clients' website, we use content marketing videos to create a massive online presence for our clients. We also offer website tools, traffic information, retention. We have quite a bit of tools in our own toolbox that we use to really make your business successful, and we partner with our clients to create a long-term strategy to ensure your online presence is where it needs to be. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here today, and really, really glad to be on today's show and talk about today's topic. It's something that we don't hear a lot about, and that a lot of shows don't talk about, and they should. And it has to do with dealing with state regulations and really finding out what those are and how your business falls in the scope of those and making sure that your business is compliant.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think this is going to be a rather quick show, but it was a topic that we definitely wanted to tackle because I think, as I've said on multiple shows, I've been in business for, over two decades. And a lot of people do consult with me in terms of starting your own business. And the first question that invariably comes out of their mouth is, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I have no idea what to do in terms of permits and, applications and so forth. Well, I can tell you right off the bat, on a federal level, you definitely need to apply for an EIN number, employee identification number, and that's one of the first things that you need to apply for. There are certain criteria, I think, that you are what I would recommend that you follow, though, is that in order to file your income taxes for your first year, the very first thing that you can do is you can file it as a sole proprietor. If you're not going to right out of the gate incorporate or LLC, you have the ability to file your income taxes as a sole proprietor, which is just simply using your Social Security number. And that's applicable, in my opinion, to people who start a house cleaning business. They have, that type of business. If you're going to be getting into the business of hiring a lot of employees and you need to provide workman's comp and all of that, you definitely need to get an EIN number. Independent contractors, not so much, but you will need to do that if you are going to hire employees. So I would recommend that the first year, and the reason why I say give it a year is because I think after a year, you have a rough idea whether or not you're going to continue on. So there's no sense in setting up a corporation or an LLC until you've had a chance to figure out where your business is going to be in 12 months. And then within that 12 months, you can apply for your EIN number. You're going to need that, or you're going to need a certificate, a business certificate, which for a DBA, which is a doing business as, or for a sole proprietorship, it's simply a form that you can get at your local, usually your local town hall. But again, please keep in mind, a lot of this information is state mandated, and each state usually has different rules and regulations. So you definitely want to check. I would immediately go to your town hall and find out what the criteria is for registering a sole proprietorship, a partnership, an LLC, which I already know when you do the LLC, you don't need to file an application within your town hall. But again, it's one of those things that you definitely need to check with your town hall. On the federal level, you will need an EIN number. Now, as far as state regulation goes, you know, it really also is going to apply to each industry, not only state by state, but your industry. What someone opening a restaurant needs is going to be far different from somebody that's going to be opening up, say, a hair salon. Different states, even real estate, if you have your real estate license, different states don't necessarily require that you have a state license. It's different and in varying degrees of what you're going to need. So what I would do is I would Google your state regulations for opening a business. You're probably going to be redirected back to your state's website, and at that point you can do a search to find out what you need. If you are going to be opening up, say, a hair salon, one thing you could do is most women do go to a hair salon, you know, talk to the owner and find out what you need to file for. Sometimes they're a great resource for information in terms of what you're going to need. Kyle, you know, anything off the top of your head that you can think of that I've missed here?
Yeah, you know, like a good resource is it's SBA.gov, and it's the U.S. Small Business Administration. And what you can do is type in there, learn about business law and regulations, and they have a lot of different articles and resources that talk about, you know, business law and regulations and, you know, things like that. They go along the line of what you were talking about, making sure that, you know, there's different regulations for each industry or business that you might be, you know, getting involved with. And each state has its own kind of regulations as well. And so it's important to educate yourself on that stuff. Another good resource that you can also use in finding out what, you know, what any state regulations are, and we've talked about this in the past as well, is your local Chamber of Commerce. There's a lot of great resources there. A lot of people sign up in the Chamber of Commerce. Attorneys sign up, and they have, you know, meet and greets and forums, and you can get, it's a great way to, you know, to get some, find other people that are in your industry and get some good resources and feedback on a industry and then state-specific basis.
Right. The other thing, too, I think it would be nice, you know, to kind of throw out there is that, you know, don't get paralyzed by a lot of that stuff. It really should go like clockwork. It can seem overwhelming for a lot of people that are not, you know, paperwork kind of people, but it really is an easy process, and please don't get caught up on that. Much like people get caught up in the design of their websites and their logo and all of that, to me, get caught up in the day-to-day operations of your business and the rest will follow. You can hire people to do all that. But, you know, I find when people are commenting to me that they've spent 3 weeks working on the design of their business card, I'll be honest, I don't think that's the type of person that should be in business for themselves. What you need to do is you need to throw yourself into the actual workings of the business, and the rest will follow. The state and federal regulations and all of that other stuff that you need, the insurances and all of that, it, again, what Kyle said and what I said is that you can pretty much go to any of the federal. The Internal Revenue Service website is a plethora of information, as is your state. The Chamber of Commerce, the SBA is a very good resource for you. But again, a lot of this stuff does not take a lot of time. If you find yourself bogged down with a lot of this, I would probably have to say that you are probably getting caught up in directing your energies into the wrong avenues, and you need to look at that, because that's the easy part, in my opinion. It's not hard. Sometimes it can seem a little, you know, tedious and time-consuming and whatnot, but it really is not. And once you get that done and get it out of the way, everything else will really kind of move along quite swimmingly. So it's not that hard, but nonetheless, each state does have their quirky regulations that you have to follow, and as does the federal government. And once you get past that, you are on your way to running your business. So we've got to run. We've had a couple of very, very busy weeks here at Video Broadcast Services, but we do want to deliver some helpful information to you on a consistent basis, which is why we check in each day with Blog Talk Radio to deliver a program of information that we found useful, helpful, in some cases, a learning curve for us, and we want to kind of share that information with you. So again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, or you have a product or service that would be useful for our listeners, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each day is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. Make it a great week.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.